This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Thursday, October 4th, 2018. I'm Adam Blue reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. After Wednesday night's AL wildcard game, the Red Sox now know who to prepare for, as they will host the New York Yankees in Game 1 of the ALDS on Friday night at Fenway Park. Which, let's all be honest here, is exactly what the league and nearly every fan wanted, including Yankees fans who were chanting, "We want Boston," during a 4-run 6th inning that sealed the deal. The Evil Empire never trailed and only needed two batters to take their insurmountable lead, as Aaron Judge launched a 2-run homer to left field off of A's bullpen starter Liam Hendricks. The score remained the same with Luis Severino no-hitting the A's until the top of the 5th inning. Oakland had chances in the 4th and the 5th, loading the bases in the 4th on an error and two walks, and knocking Severino out in the 5th with back-to-back singles, but the team with the lowest payroll in the majors left all 5 runners on base to squander any chance at the upset win in the one-game wildcard. New York blew it open in the 6th with rookie Luke Voit's 2-run triple off of A's closer Blake Treinen, the final nail in the coffin. Chris Davis did hit a line drive 2-run homer off of Zach Britton in the 8th for the A's only runs, but the rest of the Yankees' bullpen ended Oakland's magic season, which saw them pick up just 3 fewer wins than the Bronx Bombers, even though New York outspent them by over $100 million in payroll. Boston took the season series with the Yankees 10-9, although they did drop 4 of their last 6 meetings during the final 2 weeks of the regular season. While the Red Sox have not officially announced their entire 25-man playoff roster, we do know that their ace Chris Sale will take the mound at 7:32 p.m. on Friday night. With a shaky bullpen, the Sox may need Sale to do something on Friday that he hasn't done in over 2 months, pitch into the 6th inning. Sale had 2 stints on the disabled list during the last 2 months of the year, and was eased back into a starting role, tossing just 12 innings during 4 starts from September 11th through the 26th. The biggest question surrounding the Sox ace may be the velocity of his fastball, which barely made it over 90 miles an hour in his last outing against the Orioles. The Yankees will likely counter with J.A. Happ on the hill in Game 1 on Friday night, as he has been their most effective starter by a country mile since being acquired from the Blue Jays. Happ was 7-0 with a 2.69 ERA in 11 starts with New York. He was 1-1 in 4 starts against Boston, allowing just 5 earned runs in 22 2/3 innings between his stints with the Yankees and the Jays. David Price and Rick Porcello will likely start games 2 and 3, and the trio of Sox hurlers will need to reverse their horrific postseason records, while Boston will be out in the first round for the 3rd straight season. Sale, Price, and Porcello are a combined 0-11 as starters in the playoffs. Sale lost his only postseason start in Game 1 of last season's ALDS. Porcello is 0-2 with 15 runs allowed in just 20 innings. And Price is 0-8 in 9 starts with a 5.74 ERA. History also isn't on the side of the Red Sox for Game 4 if necessary, as Nathan Eovaldi has never appeared in the postseason, while Eduardo Rodriguez has an ERA of infinity, allowing 2 runs without retiring a batter in Game 2 of last year's ALDS. For more history that is not on the Sox side, only 5 of the last 23 teams with the best record in the majors have gone on to win the World Series. However, Boston has made it to the series every time they finished the year with over 100 wins, and 37% of teams that eclipse the century mark in wins have won it all, which bodes well for the Red Sox, Yankees, and Astros. Before I continue, I need to let you know about the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events, Game Time. With over 8 million users across the US and Canada, Game Time is the place to go for tickets for all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. Unlike their competitors Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the Game Time Guarantee has you covered, as they will guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate replacement tickets or refund you in full. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find them all under one roof at Game Time. The Game Time app also gives you the best last-minute deals on events right before they begin, and for another $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and enter the promo code SOCKS. That's right, first-time users can score $15 off of their purchase by visiting usegametime.com and entering the promo code SOCKS. That's promo code S-O-X. Be sure to check back here on Friday at noon for an in-depth preview of the ALDS, along with a look at the playoff roster for the Red Sox. You can stay up to date with all of our Sox content by subscribing to the Red Sox news feed on iTunes and Stitcher, by following our Twitter account at RedSoxCLNS, and by checking our website at CLNSmedia.com. This has been Adam Blue for CLNS.